Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 34, found in Grade 7, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 34 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 26 of the Grade 7 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 34. In this question, the student is given the radius of a hydrogen atom and asked to write the length of the radius in scientific notation. The student is then asked to explain how the answer was determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response gives the radius of a hydrogen atom written in scientific notation, 1.06 times 10 to the negative 7th power. The explanation is that the decimal point is moved to the right until it is after the first non-zero number, which gives 1.06. Since the decimal is moved 7 places to the right, the exponent is negative 7. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 28. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the answer provided is correct and the explanation is sufficient. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has given a correct answer, and although the word below in the explanation is vague, the explanation is acceptable. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. Although this paper provides a correct answer, the explanation contains an incorrect mathematical statement. The numbers do not go from 1 to 9. The numbers can go all the way up to, but not including, 10. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 1 response. The answer provided is correct, but the explanation for how the answer was determined is incomplete. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0. This response is incorrect. Although the student understands that the decimal has to be moved 7 places, only the exponential phrase is given as an answer, and that is also incorrect. The student has not noted that the exponent needs to be negative. The sixth and last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. Although the student understands that the exponent needs to be negative, the wrong exponent is given, and the explanation is incomplete. Please take a moment to review these 6 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 34, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 34. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 16. This response is only partially correct. The answer is off by a decimal point and an exponent, but it is supported by the explanation. This response shows the student has a limited understanding of the task and receives a score point 1. In practice set 17, we find that a sound mathematical procedure is used to determine the sign of the exponent, but the answer is flawed and the explanation is not complete. This partially correct response receives a score point 1. Next is practice set 18. In this paper, the answer provided is correct, but the explanation is incomplete. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 19. Both the answer and the explanation are incorrect, so this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 20. This student has correctly written the radius in scientific notation, but the explanation is incomplete. This response receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.